possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Zooming by, 8 days away until the first Chiefs game. A week from tonight, the NFL will start. Will Micah Parsons start for the Dallas Cowboys on defense?
Well, the countdown is on with a week to go right before the first game. It's not like you got Sunday, you get the all through the weekend or anything like that. Like, it is go time for those Dallas Cowboys and Michael Parsons, right? It's time to get him signed up and ready to go. And he's the last bastion of free agents that is out there in the NFL right now. So everybody else has got their deal done. We'll see if Michael Parsons has a jury.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAFGiving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. AllTrails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Marisa's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Jerry Jones likes to call him, gets his deal done anytime soon with the Dallas Cowboys, but now he's got this back injury, right?
You know? Is there anything more disrespectful than calling somebody by the wrong name when you know for a fact you're doing it?
Yeah, no, it is very disrespectful. I go all the way back to Roy Williams on this one, and I knew it was very evident that Roy Williams was not happy with Al Bohl, the athletic director at KU, and that's why he went and decided to leave and go to North Carolina, because he didn't get along with the athletic director, and he never referred to him by his name. He's always called him the athletic director, the man in the athletic director's office. And, you know, when he started doing that, I'm like, oh, Roy's gone. He don't like this guy. Like, you can kind of read between the tea leaves on that. But no, like, I think it's very disrespectful for Jerry Jones to be doing that to one of the guys that he's trying to get signed under contract, and for somebody that he wants to be part of his organization. Like, if you really want Micah Parsons to be part of your team, why are you out there calling him the wrong name on purpose in front of anybody? Because I don't know if that's going to move the needle or not to get him more motivated to get a contract signed. I sure as hell wouldn't be.
Be interesting to see. I hope he wins. That's all I'm hoping for, is that I hope he wins and gets away from
Jerry. Like, if 96.5 was trying to get you back, Bob, or whatever, your contract was up, and Speck was like, I don't know, Billy, we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
it's just like, what
exactly,
the hell? I'm choosing someplace different.
Yeah, exactly.
Screw this.
That's kind of what it is. And you know, but Jerry Jones, he ultimately does sign these guys, but you know, a lot of them, you know, maybe acquiesce a little bit. I just don't see Parsons acquiescing at all on this side of things. And so it's going to be a real interesting one to see. You know, we got a week to go before the start of the season, so I'm going to bet that he's there. I just feel like it. Like, just reading the past and seeing the way things happen with that organization, they always get things done. You know, they big song and dance, and Jerry's admitted, hey, I'm going to put on a show because nothing else is going on. And now that stuff is going on, the show needs to have a curtain call, and they need to get this guy signed, and they need to start this thing moving in the right direction.
There's also another big thing to happen tonight. We have college football, right? Mizzou plays Central Arkansas, and then Big Red, baby.
Oh, Rayola. Yeah. Rayola. Big night in college football.
Big Red, baby. Nebraska University, Woo! Where the girls are fair and the boys are square. That's in the words. Check it if you don't believe me. It's in the song.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it is. You look at the fight songs from back in the 1930s and 40s when they originally wrote these things, and they really don't make a lot of sense for today.
We're going to write this song here for Nebraska Cornhuskers. You know, in Nebraska, the girls are fair and the boys, they're pretty square, huh? See?
Well, the I'm a Jayhawk song has words in it for all the Big 8 schools. None of them exist anymore. Like, they got to change all the lyrics, you know, to that song, because it was created out of Missouri and, you know, all these other schools, Oklahoma, and, you know, all the original Big 8 schools were involved in the league, and now they're long gone from the Big 12, Nebraska and whatnot. But this apparently is a huge, huge game tonight from a ticket standpoint. Sold out Arrowhead Stadium. Mm. There is a tailgate party at Kauffman Stadium on the Concourse and Crown Club featuring over 2,000 people that are going to be going to this thing.
Damn.
This,
oh, baby.
I mean, this is obviously.
Are you going to put the game on the Jumbotron so you can stay in the stadium? You got to get out.
I think they probably kick you out. Yeah, they probably kick you out. Maybe. I don't know. But
get out of Crown Club.
I heard tailgate party. I just assumed before the game, but apparently the lot is full of tailgate trailers. Like, this is going to be, this is what happens when you get Nebraska. This is why you invite Nebraska fans to anything that you're doing from a sporting event standpoint, because any chance to get out of Nebraska, they're taking advantage of, and they do a great job of traveling, man. They really do. Like, you host a volleyball game with Nebraska, you got 20,000 fans there. They filled their football stadium for a volleyball game. They're unbelievable sports fans. And so it's going to be a huge, huge, huge attended game tonight in Kansas City to see this thing kick off. I'd love this to become kind of a regular kind of kickoff to the college football season in Kansas City. They used to do the kickoff classic at the Meadowlands years ago. It was always the first game of the year. Let's make this a regular one. But give us a good program, a traveling program anyway, like Nebraska is, right? You got to have these brand name programs. You don't roll in with, you know, some ancillary school that nobody cares about. You bring a Nebraska to Arrowhead Stadium. You bring, you know, a big fan based school. Like, I would even go after an Alabama and Auburn, SEC type schools, and make it really, really big.
Notre Dame.
You know, whoever. Notre Dame's willing to take a check.
They don't care, right?
Yeah. Like, you scratch these checks. Like, this could be the start of something really cool here in Kansas City, where this thing just continues to grow and becomes even a bigger game, you know, at the start of the college football season. So it's going to be wild out there at Arrowhead tonight.
And from the videos I saw yesterday, the Cincinnati end zone looks great. Nebraska end zone, I'm not sure what they were doing there. Unless it's just not finished yet. But it looks like there's Chiefs still under it, and then Nebraska goes through it, and it looks like somebody doesn't want you to see the price on the price tag of the clothing item you bought.
Really? Oh, there
was
video
yesterday that I was like, oh, man. It was like, well, Cincinnati side nailed it.
Oh, no. I got to look at
googly
that
moogly. Yeah. But, no, it's a game night, 7 o'clock. Well, that's got to be on ESPN, right? Am I just guessing?
It's somewhere.
I mean, I would assume ESPN's probably who's got it, but it's, 7 p.m. tonight. Are you going to partake? Or do you gonna,
yeah, I'll watch some of that game. Yeah, no question. Yeah.
Have the second half on in the sheets while you go to bed.
Probably
watch the first half in the living room.
I mean, it's a late night in baseball. Like, nobody that we care about is really playing today. Right. I mean, I think the Yankees are the only team that are in action that are, you know, in the playoff race, and they're taking on the White Sox, who got their ass kicked yesterday. Real quick on that, have you guys looked at Salvi's numbers recently and where we are with him and what could potentially be happening with Salvador Perez?
What is he? He's
4 homers and 7 RBI shy.
Yeah, passes what, Amos Otis? Is that who he would pass?
Well, I'm just talking about 300 and 1,000. I mean, he's 4 homers from 300. He's 7 RBIs from 1,000, guys. Woo! This may happen simultaneously. Like, his 300th homer may end up being his 1,000th RBI. Like, so that, cool. that could be That'd really be spectacular, right? So, I mean, we've got ourselves a stat watch going on, like a Hall of Fame watch going on with Salvador Perez for the last 25 games of this season, as well as a playoff push going on. And I was listening to the Chicago guys last night, and they're talking about Hall of Fame case for Salvador Perez. And Steve Stone's like, yeah, I think he's a Hall of Famer. I think he absolutely is. I mean, he's an MVP in the World Series. He won a championship. Like, they really stressed winning that championship and how big that was for Salvi. But 4 more home runs and 7 RBIs puts him in elite categories. And Salvador Perez, once he gets 4 homers and 7 RBIs and finishes off this season, the Royals get the play. He's a lock for the Hall of Fame, in my opinion. So that's a cool thing, man. I just saw it last night. I'm like, Salvi's getting real close. How close is he? 4 homers and 7 RBIs shy of 2 of the most important milestones in Major League Baseball, man. That's cool.
It's awesome. It's a good storyline and narrative to follow for the rest of the year.
Along
with the playoffs and trying to make it, but that's something fun.
Playoffs? You think it's a playoff team?
Yeah.
They're not a playoff team, Mac.
Yeah.
Come on.
Is that the text line or Alex Gould?
I don't know. The text line, I got locked out of the text line.
I was going to ask you about
is
that.
Is yours the same way? It goes to the Odyssey?
No text line today.
Yeah, they blocked us. We got blocked by the text line.
Good.
Bob's loving it.
Fantastic.
I've already texted the boss about how do we get locked
in. I'm sure he's going to race in here to get that fixed.
He says he wakes up and turns our live stream on, so you can do that as well. However you watch stuff, YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, we're available to watch.
And we're beautiful.
Well,
what were the best looking show on the station, guys? It's not even questionable.
Low bar.
Okay. I didn't say that, but you did.
Well, but no, it's funny that you mentioned the tailgate in the Crown Club, because that'd be kind of sick to go over to Kauffman Stadium,
that would be awesome.
Pinky out of Surfside that has like the security blanket on top that you can close and open. I'm still trying to find those in gas stations.
Oh, they don't have those around. Those are the best, man.
Yes.
They give you the lesson on how to open them when you get to the game. Here's how you're going to do it. Yeah, I've had 1,000 of these.
But some people get there they turn into like Ricky Bobby with their hands. You're just like, how do I open this?
Yeah.
We'll start tailgate questions. We'll do this every hour. Do you have a song that when you get with like a tailgate group, like when you guys go to Ralph's bus and go to the game, does everybody like pass the aux cord around?
Well, here's what we do. Ralph is not a DJ, and I've adopted that as well. So we have created playlists that we use for tailgating, right? And we just play the playlist. And people start asking to play this, you're gone. You're kicked out of the tailgate. That's just the way it is. I mean, don't start asking to play this song, that song, the other song. If you want a DJ, then you hook up your cord and you sit there and you DJ all day long. Ralph and I ain't DJing, but we've created great playlists, and I constantly just add to it as the year goes along and whatnot. And I was going through it the other day. I've got Christmas songs in there because I kind of created it at Christmas time last year. And you know, you just have a great mix, I think, of everything. But I want to create a great tailgate playlist this year. I'm sure everybody else does. So submit them on the text line, and we can create our playlist.
Can't do that.
Oh no.
Yeah. Hey, send us
call in.
Send us audio messages on the audio app.
Ooh, that's what we should do. The audio app.
Voice messages. Yes, on the Odyssey app. Please do that.
Yeah. Do you guys have a good tailgate song? Like, what kind of gets you in the mood? I think
Return of the Mac.
That's a really good song. Hey. Yeah. But I think when you're in the parking lot and you're tailgating, pretty much any song sounds good. There are certain songs that sound good at Arrowhead, and then you play them on like a Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock in the car going to pick up the kids. You're like, why am I listening to this? But when you're in that parking lot, man, that thing is hitting like the right way every single time. And so there are certain songs that are just great when you're out there having a party, having a good time, having fun. And then there's some songs that, you know, just don't kind of translate over and whatnot. So 80s heavy metal is always on the playlist. Country's on Metallica, the playlist. Yeah. Metallica is on the playlist a lot. Bon Jovi makes the playlist. Jimmy Buffett makes the playlist. Taylor Swift obviously makes the playlist. Some Timberlake will be worked in as well.
Little Tech Nine
always makes a Chiefs playlist. And so, yeah.
That is one of those songs, Red Kingdom, where if that comes on in my shuffle in the car, I'm like,
right. But when you're at an Arrowhead and Red Kingdom comes on, it just hits different.
Ripping my shirt off, man. I'm running a route and one hand and mossing you.
Yeah. Love it.
Thunderstruck.
Good one.
Great one, yeah.
Hell's Bells is always a great tailgate playlist song.
I hate that song.
Really?
Yeah, this guy I used to work for. It was like his intro song.
Oh.
Effing sucks. Every time I hear that song, I'm like, this fat ass is about to talk. Ugh. You shook me all night long. You know exactly who the hell it is, Bob. Every time I hear those bells, I feel like I am in hell. So congratulations to him and AC/DC. I don't know, man. Return of the Mac. I'll play like Reckless Abandon because it's like a high-pitched, annoying Tom DeLonge Blink-182 song. But you know what? Everybody knows it, even though it's a deep cut. For Blink-182, but no, Nebraska, Cincinnati tonight at 7 o'clock on ESPN. I feel like Jeremy Schapp there. ESPN.
Yep.
You don't have to hang on to it. KMBZ.
It's American Idol.
They do it. But coming up next, Rashee Rice information. Take it, leave it, fair, foul. You decide, we discuss. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what yo up, man?
On your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Kansas City Sports.
This is really cool, this tailgate party that's going on at Kauffman Stadium today. It's put on by the Nebraska Alumni Association. It starts at 3:30 this afternoon, right?
Damn.
Couch. 3:30 this afternoon for the 7 o'clock kickoff. And you got the opportunity to go over there. They're going to have like a professional cornhole players are going to be at this thing. And you know, obviously drinks and obviously all that kind of stuff that you want for a tailgate is going to be there as well. But I'm surprised we don't see this more for a Chiefs game or for any other event that takes place, you know, at Arrowhead Stadium. You know, while the two stadiums are sharing that parking lot, maximize your revenue as much as you possibly can. I think it'd be kind of cool if they did that for Chiefs games as well. But I'm sure the Chiefs probably are like, don't take our money from the tailgate. You know, there's probably some unwritten rules of that kind of thing. But I like this idea of doing that at Kauffman Stadium. Fun deal.
Speaking of tailgate options and ideas, I've been watching just a little bit of the U.S. Open, the tennis match. It's in New York, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Obviously, I didn't know this, but Livy Dunn's like a huge fan. I'm not going to talk about how good-looking she is, trust me. But she keeps getting this cocktail at the U.S. Open, and it's clearly some sort of like Grey Goose vodka cocktail. And then on top, it looks like little tennis balls, but they're pickleballs.
Oh,
it's the coolest idea of a drink ever. Yeah, it's like a skewer of three pickleballs on top of like the vodka tonic.
What's the vodka mix? Is it a clear drink?
Yeah, or it's a vodka martini, but it's in a cup. So I don't think you'd give them a cup of martini. But like if you go to her social page, she's like, I'm so back. And like she has the cocktail in her hand. And it's just like three little pickleballs that look like tennis balls on top of like a Grey Goose.
Oh, that's cool.
Cocktail.
I like that.
Yeah, it's probably $75 for that at the US Open, I'm sure.
But then, of course, I went down a rabbit hole and I was like, typed into Amazon, like pickleballs for cocktails. And there's like a jar you can buy.
Oh, you can actually buy them. You're not making those pickles. No. Oh, that's kind of cool. They're selling like pickleball puffs now. You know, like, you know, remember cheese balls back in the day? They're not, there's pickle flavored ones that are out there
right now.
Yes. Yeah. So this is another like the pickle industry is growing right before our eyes. When I first moved to Texas in 1999, I worked with a gal named Cindy. God bless her heart. I love her to death.
That's a long last name.
Cindy. God bless her heart. I love her to death. Yeah. She changed it. She changed it to Aguirre finally.
Oh, okay.
So she used to go get, and I thought this was bizarre because I'd never experienced this before. And it was the 90s. pickle-flavored snow cones. And I'm like, I never had that before, and I still haven't had the pickle-flavored snow cone. I see them more and more places. But, like, people use the pickle now for a lot of different things, don't they? Like the snow cone and drink, you know, kind of garnish and all that kind of stuff. Like, pickles come a long way, baby. It's the new Virginia Slim.
When we were younger, we thought we liked tequila for what it was, but we'd always do a tequila with a pickle back because that pickle juice just completely would drain the tequila, and it wasn't terrible. A lot of times I'd, you know, wake up in the morning and chug pickle juice out of the jar.
It rehydrates you.
And it's salty. It's great. But it was
Andy Reid used that for his team. That's how they beat the Cowboys in his first game. The other thing, the pickle juice, you know, my daughter will drink that when she comes, like after tennis or soccer or something like that. She always stops a quick trip. She's like, I need a pickle juice to get, you know, the electrolytes back in me. I'm like, yeah, it's true. I mean, it's crazy how much the pickle juice kind of gets back into your body and get you going in the right direction.
Yeah, and then when we were younger, we would eat pickle-flavored sunflower seeds.
Oh, yeah, I remember those. There's a bar in Baltimore right across the street from Camden Yards called Pickles, and they serve you a pickle juice shot with every drink you order.
Hell yes. I'm in on that.
I like those
pickle
hot
shots
pickles.
Are great. Yeah.
Hot sometimes pickle. You get a hot pickle juice shot. You don't want the hot one per se.
You buy those like pickle chips. They sell them, I think, in our kitchen. They also sell them like Quick Trips and Hy-Vee's.
Oh, those
like
are great.
Little bag of pickles. They have like the normal ones, the hot
That's
ones.
That's what my kids get. Yeah.
Oh, man, they're so good. But this is 96.5 The Fan. Sports Talk on The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Something that got started yesterday is we now officially know it's finally here. Rashee Rice news. He is going to be suspended for the first six games of the season. Took the deal. No more communications. We know what it is. Week one through week six, Rashee Rice is not going to be on the roster. Seems like, in my opinion, six games seems, in my point, fair. I thought it'd be somewhere between six and eight. Looks like it's six. He took the deal. No more communications. That is what it is.
It is what it is, and I'm glad it's finally done and we have a resolution to this thing so we can all move on, because this has been one of those things that's really been frustrating to me for the last couple of years, because just seeing, and it has been a couple of years that this has been going on, but just seeing so many people that want him suspended for a year, so many people that think he should never play again and all this kind of stuff, and I'm thinking to myself, God, ever since the incident, which was bad, and we know it was bad, but he's done everything right up until this point that led us to this six-game suspension. He's restitution with money. He's taking care of the stuff he needs to take care of. We haven't heard a peep from him off the field, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And so the six-game suspension, fine. It is what it is, and I'm just going to move on. I thought a four-game suspension would have been warranted, but I guess I was wrong on that one. But I'm just glad it's done now, and we know. And now we know when we're going to get him back. And getting him back in week seven, hey, man, that's like making a trade for a big-time wide receiver after the first six games of the season. Kind of have an idea of where you are. We think they're going to be a pretty damn good football team. Add Rashee Rice in week seven going forward for the rest of the year. It may end up being a godsend. And he's still coming back from that knee injury, guys. You know, it hasn't been quite a year yet that Rashee Rice has been out with that knee injury. And they haven't said anything about it that it's bothering him or anything. Couple more weeks to heal and be fresh for the stretch run of the season and the playoffs and the games that matter the most. Let's just get this thing over with and let's just move forward and message to Rashee Rice, don't ever let it happen again, right? I think everybody in this organization probably learned now over these last 2 years, don't do anything stupid, because this is a big suspension for him.
So this is my, I guess, few takes on Rashee Rice's suspension of, I guess, now that we can look at it in, you know, in the rearview mirror, right? There's a couple of layers to this, because we didn't know what the suspension would be. We didn't know how many games it was going to be. We didn't know when he was going to get it. Then there were talks he was going to go see this judge September 30th, and he'd miss like the middle of the season, right? Could have missed like the end of the season or the playoffs. Now we know it's the first six. And the first conspiracy, as Pro Football Focus would say, Mr. Whatever your name
Floria,
is.
Floria, right?
Yeah. How you doing today, buddy? But anyways, so misses the first six games. We now know, because of what the suspension is and because of how excited and how much we are pining for the NFL to start for the Chiefs, we know what the first six games are. Chargers, right? That's game one.
Mm-hmm.
Game two, Philadelphia Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Game three, New York Giants. Game four is the Ravens. Game five is the Jaguars. Game six is the Lions. Okay?
That was impressive because I never get that far. That was awesome. Well done.
Thank you.
Nice.
So those are the six games that he will 100% miss. And I know a lot of people say, oh, at the beginning, he's going to miss four primetime games or whatever it is. He's going to miss the biggest part of the season, and that's going to hurt the Chiefs. I disagree with that. I think him coming back when he is coming back is a more important stretch of games due to the timing of the season and who you are playing. When he comes back on October 19th in week 7, that is the Vegas Raiders in Arrowhead. This is not your son's Raiders, guys, that are driving to work out there. And I mean that because this is not the Raiders that are embarrassing anymore. They went out and they elevated at coaching. They elevated at quarterback. They've drafted a tight end that's a future star or already a star. And they drafted a future running back in Ashton Jeanty, who is unknown. We will find out. But they are not the Raiders where it's like Aiden O'Connell and who's playing receiver.
Right, exactly.
Right? Yeah. They have a couple of options. They have a guy that's manning the control of the ship that's got a little bit more integrity and knowledge in his brain and Pete Carroll. Right? Then after the Raiders, you get the reigning and defending runner-ups in the NFC championship game, the Washington Commanders. Big game at Arrowhead, right? You get Jaden Daniels here. You get Scary Terry, Deebo Samuel. You get that entire Washington team that's kind of revamped and added pieces who think they can make a run at the Super Bowl this year with their quarterback under his rookie contract. They will still be good. After that game, you get the Buffalo Bills. And we know this all too well, that that game in the regular season against Buffalo that the Chiefs never seem to win, that is a game that's probably going to have at that point in the season, that'll be week 9, the number one seed on the line.
Yeah.
You'll have Rashee Rice for those three games. So you'll get him for a divisional game against the Raiders, a non-divisional game, but a top-tier team in the NFC against the Commanders. Then you get him against Buffalo. Then you get the bye week, so he gets a little bit of a refresher after three straight weeks, and you kind of know where your team is, where the rest of the season will go. And then you come back and you get the Broncos, who's everybody's bell of the ball this year. The number one defense in the league. Bo Nix is the future. Sean Payton's found his guy. He's going to rebuild what he did in New Orleans. And you're going to tell me that those four games are less or not as equal to as important as the first six. Now, I can hear a lot of people in the car, Dusty, shut up. You got to get off to a hot start. They played without Rashee Rice the entire year last year, basically.
They did. They didn't have Rashee Rice at all. And it's not, excuse me, with the Chiefs, it's not how you start. It's about the finish of the season. And so
right.
I don't really care. They don't need to get off to a hot start at all. They need to be hot in January.
And if you're worried about how they start, go look at Mahomes' numbers in September.
Yeah, they're right. Pretty darn good. Was it last year or the year before?
I think it was last year.
Was it last year? They weren't all that good.
He was pretty human.
Yeah, in September. But also, too, you know.
I'm talking record-wise.
Yeah, but
for sure.
Yeah, record-wise, I mean, they're basically undefeated. They're as good in September as the Bengals are bad in September. I mean, that's really essentially what it is. And, you know, you did it last year and went 15-2 and had nobody, right? You lost your starting running back. You lost your top two wide receivers. You didn't have a left tackle. The only thing that's missing for the first six games of the season for the Chiefs now is Rashee Rice. You got Xavier Worthy, who's a year older, a year smarter, a year better, a year everything, you know, improved, you know, in everything with this team. He knows the playbook better now. He can run the routes better. Like, year two is a huge difference from year one in this offense. You've got your left tackle figured out right now. You got your left guard figured out right now. You got a healthy Hollywood Brown. You got an in-shape Travis Kelce who wants to come back and kick ass and take everybody's name. Like, I think, yes, we're going to, quote unquote, miss Rashee Rice for the first six games of the season.
Of
but boy, when we get him back, it's going to be such an infusion of offense for this organization that the rest of the league is going to look around and go, oh, you're bringing a back guy from IR. You made a big in-season trade and you got this guy. Like, there's not going to be a bigger move made in the NFL this year going forward than the Chiefs getting Rashee Rice back for week 7. That will be the biggest, quote unquote, transactional move that somebody in the NFL is going to make this year. He's the biggest difference maker that will be added in at that time of the season. And so I think for the first 6 weeks, we just temper your expectations, because I can hear it now. I can absolutely hear it now after week 1 or something, and they didn't put up 35. I don't know where this offense is. Patrick Mahomes is lost. Again, his number one wide receiver is out there. That was Carrington.
Oh.
His number one wide receiver is still out. And so once you get him back and have that full complement, like, knock on wood, everything goes great health-wise, right? And we get to week 7 and everybody's healthy, that will be the first time since when that Patrick Mahomes has had his full complement of offensive weapons. 2023?
The other thing, too, about that, missing Rashee Rice for the first six games, you will have three things on this team of importance that you did not have when Rashee Rice is out last year. You will have your left tackle. You will have your running back one. and you will have Hollywood Brown. Those are three pieces that you did not have last year when Rashee Rice was out. Now those three things are there. The left tackle builds trust with Patrick Mahomes. We've seen him look decently exceptional in the preseason. I'm not going to hype up preseason numbers, but his were great. You look at what Hollywood Brown can bring, and then you bring in Isaiah Pacheco, who wasn't there because he got hurt week two. Rashee Rice got hurt week four early, and Hollywood Brown was hurt in week one of the preseason. And then your left tackle was already, you were on the second attempt with Wanya Morris by the time that Hollywood Brown and Isaiah Pacheco were all out. And by the time Hollywood Brown came back, you still had Joe Tooney at left tackle. So the three things that you will have that you didn't have last year when Rashee Rice was out is you will have more protection on the left side. You will have your RB1, plus you'll have Kareem Hunt. We'll see what Rashard Smith can be as well as an explosive running back or Elijah Mitchell. I still have no idea how they're going to use that. And then also, you know, you still have Mahomes, Reed, Kelsey, all those guys as well. And to go back to give reference of what Mahomes has done in September. Ready for these numbers? Disgusting. 19-4 in September, 82.6% winning percentage, passing yards, 6,808, 62 touchdowns, 11 interceptions with a passer rating of 112.6.
I mean, I know I'm a little bit of an arrogant Chiefs fan at times, and I just believe so much in this organization. I'm just not that concerned with Rashee Rice missing the first six games that this team is not going to miss a beat. I mean, and yes, they will be better, obviously, when Rice comes back. But this is the trust that I have in Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce as well. Those are your three guys on the offensive side of the football that make this thing work. Those are three pillars of your organization. You go back to the Kingdom episodes when they went into the caves with Bob Moore. You look at the people that they brought down there. It was Andy Reid. It was Patrick Mahomes. It was Travis Kelce. It was Chris Jones. That's them telling you those are the three most important guys of this organization. Everybody else is, I don't want to use the term filler, but everybody else is a replaceable part. Mahomes, Kelce, Jones, they're not. And everybody else below them is. Rashee Rice, obviously, for right now, is below those guys. But when you have a head coach like Andy Reid and you have a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, I just can't get myself all worked up that a wide receiver is going to miss six games and the world is over. I think they're going to be just fine. I don't think they're going to be at their best, obviously, but I think they're going to be just fine without Rashee Rice. And then Rice gets added into the equation, and then we're able to take off. And that's why I say temper your expectations offensively for the first six games of the season, because I'm sure people are going to be complaining if they're not out there and Patrick Mahomes doesn't throw for 350 yards and three touchdowns on opening night against the Chargers. People are going to lose their minds over that because that's what they think. But once you get your full complement back, that's when you can start expecting the best out of this offense. But in the time being, they're going to be just fine without Rashee Rice.
The other thing I will say with the news you got yesterday, because I think we all agree that taking the six is what you should have done, right? Just get it over with.
Correct? I guess, yeah. I mean, obviously they did, so they probably read the tea leaves, and there's probably going to be worse.
And so that layer, to me, was the last layer of quote-unquote distractions for a team before a season starts. First distraction, is left tackle going to work out? That got answered faster than we could ever imagine. The other question that was going to linger throughout the entire season was, is Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift going to get married? I'm sorry. I know that we are weirdos for thinking about that too much, but I will tell you this right now. It would have been all year long if nothing had happened. They were still dating, still in love, going to every game. Like, you guys getting married at the Super Bowl? Like, what are you guys going to do?
Right.
Like,
you're going to propose at the Super Bowl?
That's out, right? That's gone. And now Rashee Rice's suspension has happened. We are a week away from the first game of the NFL. We are a week and a day away from the Chiefs' first game. Now they have zero distractions. Now go get it. 2025-26 has now officially started, and everything is in the rearview mirror. Now it's time to put up or shut up.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we couldn't have a better leader in Andy Reid. Any other team, you know, you're probably worried about this. At least I would be. I'm just not worried about him missing the six games because, again, he missed every game essentially last year, and they went 15-2 and all the way to the Super Bowl with a much worse offense than they have right now and a much worse offensive line than they have right now. So everything to me is going to be fine, you know, with this organization. Just get through the 6 weeks, get this thing done, and legitimately let's just move on from this and forget about this incident and let's all move forward, because this has been a long time we've been discussing this Rashee Rice thing.
Yeah, I think the first six games of the season are the toughest. It's the toughest stretch, but it's about having the time to prepare for it. I mean, we forget so often last season that not only were those weapons absent from most of the season. They were absent out of nowhere. Week two,
right.
Week one of the preseason, week three, you lose Rashee Rice. All of a sudden, back-to-back weeks, and Mahomes and Andy Reid are like, whoa, we had this whole preparation plan built around Rice. Okay, then built around Rice and Hollywood Brown. Lose Hollywood Brown. Okay, well, we'll just do Rice. Oh, lose Rice. Okay, we'll just, we got a rookie Xavier Worthy. Oh, we'll go to Pacheco. Oh, no, he's gone.
Right.
So you're dusting off all these old playbooks now to have a week to prepare and really get ready for this. I think they'll be fine. There's the best coach in the league to prepare for this, but
you say a week to prepare. I guarantee you they've been preparing without Rashee Rice since minicamp. Like they knew the suspension was going to be there. And again, that's the beauty of Andy Reid, is that they're practicing stuff out there on the practice field. They don't know why they're practicing it, but all of a sudden you're going to know why they were practicing it. Oh, this is why Rashee Rice was not running with the ones for a good portion of camp. And this guy was, or that guy was, or, you know, you kind of read the writing on the wall and kind of figure things out. But there's nobody in the NFL that's more prepared than Andy Reid. And there's nobody that's going to have a better game plan in place for these six games than Andy Reid without Rashee Rice. They're going to be just fine. I have all the confidence in the world of saying that. I wouldn't say that probably about many other professional sports teams in any sport, that you lose a player of that capacity and you're going to be fine. But that's the belief that I have in Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and in this organization.
I will say, if that's the case, then I will expect a high standard of offense. Mm-hmm. So I'm not expecting 35 points, but like, I'm not going to be here, well, there's no Rashee Rice. No. You've had your time. The offensive line's good. We've sat here and bloviated for 2 months about how awesome and ready this team is. I don't care that number four is gone 6 weeks. You have time to prepare. Get ready. You're the best offensive coach. You're the best quarterback. You got this left tackle. You've got deep weapons. We've talked about the depth on this offensive skill set, offensive skill weapons part of the roster. Like, come on, do it.
And they want to this year. Like, it feels like they really want to this year, right? And they know that they have the ability to do that. And who's going to tell Patrick Mahomes when he wants to do something that he can't, right?
Yeah.
So that's why you want to be that guy. You want to go out there and do that kind of stuff and you know, light the scoreboard on fire. Who's going to tell you no? That's where you have to go. Go out there and do it.
The Chiefs also took a page out of the Royals playbook. They brought in their Adam Frazier.
Yeah, Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
True.
Yeah, I like the move. I have no problem with this. We were talking about it in the parking lot yesterday. We were starting to get wind about it, and I'm like, and then people are texting, why are they bringing back this guy? I'm like, think about where we are in the season. They needed a running back. He's on the practice squad. Go get somebody you know. You don't have to teach the guy.
It's also probably like a little bit of a favor. Hey, we'll keep you employed, you know, keep you some checks cashing because we know you're a good guy. We like you.
And yeah, we love you.
You never know what happens, man. Football is a crazy sport that injuries just pop up out of nowhere.
Especially at that position. He'll play this year.
And he knows the playbook.
Exactly.
You know he knows the system. He knows the routine, the everyday stuff that goes with this team. And, you know, I don't hate it.
No, it's fine.
But it's funny how guys leave this organization, they come back and they do just fine. Juju Smith-Schuster, for example, right? You know, like he left and
came back.
Mecole Hardman left and came back. Clyde left, he came back. We'll see, you know, what he can do. You don't have a lot of expectation for CEH, but I like the fact that he's part of this. I really like him, and I'm rooting for him as a person, you know?
And if they lose a running back, now you're calling him up and not Carson Steele.
Yeah.
And I will take that any
day of the week. Because Carson did make the practice squad yesterday, him the alligator.
But who's going to play fullback?
This year, which is great. I mean, it's very rare for an Andy Reid team to not have, you know, a fullback or something on the roster. But I've always kind of felt it was a wasted position. You know, what were we really getting out of that roster spot over the last couple of years?
What are there more of in the world? Fullbacks on NFL rosters or actual clerks that check you out at Target?
Oh, good question. Yeah.
Most targets are carrying, what, 3 cashiers? Every NFL team, there's probably a total of 2 fullbacks. It's an interesting question. Coming up on the other side, some people go a little too far when it comes to sports. We'll explain here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey in attendance with you as well. Sorry if you think I'm not listening to you. I promise that I am. We've been arrested from the text line. We do not have it. We've lost it. Our boss took it away.
BBL stinky.
So feel free to fire away whatever you feel because we can't see it. But when we do, we're going to find you. The Dolphins general manager, is it Greer? Chris Greer?
Chris Greer.
Was talking about, it was an interesting thing. I'll just play the audio for you.
from out. People have always been respectful and nice, and they just say, hey, you know, keep going, appreciate you. And so it's been, no, the guys to my face have been nice. I know there's people that are upset, and but that's any job. And if I was comfortable and saying I felt great about what things are, then I'm an ass because I'm not being realistic about where we are as a team and where things are going. So after last season. So I'm frustrated like they are that we didn't win enough games last year. So I understand it. Like I said, I don't take things personally, but when I'm out, people have been generally, you know, very positive and stuff to me. But I know there's guys, I mean, I've gotten some colorful emails with from a couple people, including hoping my kids die of cancer, which is a fun one. I was like, there you go. So that's why I don't take things very personal or real, because other people have other issues and stuff in life.
No doubt about it. More hate in sports, less hate in the world. I can't emphasize that more than enough today. But there is a line of too far. Obviously, we get it a lot on the text line. There's, you know, wonderful people. It's probably just like a few bad eggs that are like, you're a dumbass, or like, who the hell are you? You know, stuff like that that you don't really take to heart. But still, thanks for listening. But, you know, as he mentions, there's a reason why he doesn't engage with that. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, some people might take it as like, oh, it's harmless. But like,
it's not.
You read another one and another one and another one. And, you know, a lot of you out there can say, well, you can just shut that off. Not really. Like, kind of have to have, you know, this device that I call an iPhone, because it's got stuff on there that keeps me intertwined with this job, or you guys as well. And, you know, it's not every day that you get up and everybody sends you a DM. Like, we've had a few in the last couple of weeks where it's like, hey, man, thank you so much for being on the radio. You really make my day great. It's been fun driving to work. Sometimes I spit my coffee out in laughter because I have no idea where you guys are going to go. And then sometimes you get some, you know, tags from people that's, you know, their name's like David991486, no profile picture. You guys suck. All you do is talk about food. Okay, that's cool. And then that guy keeps going and keeps going. And it's not great to keep reading those things. You got to shut those out. And this Dolphins GM, Chris Greer, talks about that, because it happens a lot more than you think. And, you know, I don't care if you can sit, you know, come in here and dispute a take. You know, hey, man, I think your take on Rashee Rice missing the first six games is egregious. I think those games are way more important than the next four. That's fine. Let's have that conversation. I love nothing more than do that. But to, you know, shoot names and to make threats like that, that's not really the way to go.
No, it really isn't. And I always wonder why sports fans take sports so seriously. It's supposed to be fun. And when it gets to that point and it's not fun and you're sending death threats for somebody's kids because you don't like some of the moves that made, well, that's pushing it a little bit too far. I've done this a long time now. I don't normally read the text line. And on Twitter, quite honestly, if I don't follow you, I don't see what you say. And if you send me a direct message and I don't follow you, it sits in the ether until I decide maybe I want to go look at that. Because I know for me, I've had a lot of bad experiences on there, and I'll read them for you. Do we have Twitter bad music that you can play underneath? Because, you know, these are some of the tweets that I received when Tyreek Hill was drafted, you know, by the Chiefs. And I was very outspoken. I didn't think that was a good draft pick for the Chiefs, because based of his off-field activities and everything that he was involved in beforehand, he was a great football player. And we see now, off the field, not much, right? So I got this text or this tweet back when they got Tyreek Hill. Hey, Bob Fesco, you're a piece of blank who should be executed by a member of ISIS.
Jesus.
Another one from Dan. Yeah. Hill has more class and talent than low-life scumbag Bob Fesco. You're a turd.
Jeez.
At Bob Fesco, you know nothing about the Chiefs or football. Kill yourself already.
Good Lord.
Whoa. A.W. Oh, we're continuing on. Hey, right. Fesco, you're a low-life scumbag who should get his ass kicked.
Well, that's not the worst. I mean, that's better than the first three, but that's still terrible.
Tyreek Hill is an absolute stud and playmaker, while Bob Fesco is a despicable, talentless bum that should be executed. Hashtag a-hole.
Whoa. They hashtag that?
Yeah.
Hey, Daryl.
Great tweet. Fesco is a mouth-breathing challenge douche who should be beaten like the loser he is.
Hey, Daryl.
Whoa.
Another one. Ty Hill will continue to be a star for the Chiefs. Hopefully, Bob Fesco contracts cancer and dies a slow, painful death, you useless turd.
Okay. All right.
What the hell?
So yeah. You wonder why I don't interact with the text line, why I don't interact with a lot of people. Because it's just not good for my mental health. I don't care. I'm to the point in my life where I don't care. that people are going to do that kind of stuff. This was from 2016. Mm. I've saved them in my phone because they did go to the police on a lot of this stuff because I'm getting death threats. And so chill out, man.
Like, kiss my ass.
It's sports. And if you get to that point where you are so triggered and so upset and it makes you fire off tweets to wish somebody's son gets cancer or somebody dies or somebody should be executed because we're talking about sports, you got some serious issues, man. You're a loser. And you got to get some more balance in your life. If sports gets you to that level where you're wishing death on people because your team didn't win a game, I feel bad, man, because you ain't got a lot going on in your life. You need to find something to balance that anger out.
That's something. Jesus. I mean, if we need to reverse the mood.
Football. Energy drinks. Beer. More football. Come on, Red! Welcome to Bink at Night.
Hey, welcome back to Bink at Night. It's nice to do. We call it Monday Evening Quarterback with Kent Swanson. Kent, sorry about my voice, brother.
You're all right.
Pretty
old. Just fine, my friend.
Hey, man, what did you make of Mahomes yesterday? Was that his best performance ever?
There you go. Always leave it to Binkley to bring back the smiles.
So chaotic, that start to the show.
Why? You just ready to run through a wall?
Yeah, it was time to talk Mahomes. We've been waiting all day for that.
No doubt, man. What do you think about Mahomes last night? Best game ever. Wrong answers only. I wish I could read the text line, but we don't have it open because it's been banned.
Yeah,
by
it's
our
fine.
Boss.
Yeah.
But no, I think that it's, you know, I know that there are some people out there that are going to take that and be like, damn, that sucks. Like, I can't believe you guys. Yeah. You know, that's why, like, it's okay to, you know, give me your opinion of a sports take, but to dig that deep is not cool. Yeah. And it's not, sports aren't that deep, dude.
Sports doesn't matter that much, man. It really doesn't.
Like, they really aren't. Like, you know, it's fine if you want to sit here and we can have the argument of like, why do you keep saying this is a playoff team? I've never said it's a playoff team. I said they're fighting for the playoffs. No, you're an idiot. You don't. It's like you don't need to drop the you're an idiot. Like you just leave that part out.
Yeah, that part's
and it changes the entire message.
It does. When once like, you say you're an idiot and YOUR is most of them, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So
ironic.
Once that rolls in, your take really doesn't matter. It really doesn't. I mean, when you start it with an insult, I'm not hearing anything that you say after.
Yeah.
Well, it's like yesterday when I got texting in, and they're like, "Yeah, you guys are just absolute weirdos for talking about engagement between a guy." And I'm like, "Okay." So I go out to the bullpen and I talk to Cody and I'm like, is it weird to talk? He goes, no. He goes, it's your star tight end that's a future Hall of Famer in the city that you live in the city that you cover and the biggest star in the world are getting engaged. And we both came to an agreement. If we were in Buffalo's media, like, oh, great, they got engaged. Who cares? If we were in Cincinnati media, oh, fantastic. Now we're going to see every game. Who cares? They got married. But you're in Kansas City. And I think that's where people get lost in the way that this works, and that's the way that like media's work. Like, we're not talking about Hard Knocks on HBO every day because we're not in Buffalo, but I guarantee you Buffalo was talking about Hard Knocks and how, what is it, KJ Hamler or whatever his name is that had the mm-hmm. scooter in there that got cut recently. He was a fun favorite because he was a focal point in the documentary, and they probably talked 10 minutes about it in Buffalo radio. But here we wouldn't talk about it because it doesn't make sense. But, you know, and then people yesterday, you guys are weird. I'm like, okay, well, that's not nice to say. Like, well, it's so, what did I say that was so mean? Well, like starting off a sentence being like, you guys are a bunch of dumb weirdos. Like that doesn't register to you. Then it goes to the, you know, the whole casino quote. Either you're too dumb to know what's going on or you're in on it. Either way, you've got to go. And, you know, just be a little bit more kind in life. It doesn't like people's lives and like deathly diseases and execution words like that. You don't need to use that. When described, you don't have to like Bob Fesco. You don't have to make it verbally obvious.
As somebody said the other day that was introducing me to somebody, if you don't like Bob Fesco, you're just mad that he's right. Oh. And I won't say who did that, but somebody that I really have a lot of love for said that the other day. And I was like, damn, that's a hell of a way to introduce somebody, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Having a passion for sports is one
is
thing.
Perfect.
That's great. Yeah,
it's fun.
Yeah, you got to control it.
You got to control it.
Most of my life working on that, man. My young teenage
well,
years.
When you're younger, you tend to have that more passion. And as you get older, you start to realize
yeah, my dad really works with me on like, hey, man, you don't control this team. What happens when they lose? Like, that's not
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but I still believe at 48 that if I'm not watching the Chiefs,
I
can't. Like, but from that standpoint, it's weird from that standpoint, but I'm not losing my mind.
Oh, and no.
Like some of these people do over
like
a
some
game.
People are like, I can't even watch SportsCenter the next day. Like,
yeah.
Well, I will.
I'm kind of in that mode though too.
I don't want to talk about football until Thursday. Twitter sucks when the Chiefs lose a playoff game.
I don't like coming in here and talking about the Chiefs after a loss. I think it sucks.
BBL stinky.
I want to hide my head in the sand. I don't want to do that.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't react like a nutbag.
Some guys really know what they're talking about when it comes to the Chiefs. You can go find out about it Friday night at Hollywood Casino, the Red Roundtable with Danon Hughes, Mitchell Schwartz, and Nate Taylor from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock again at Hollywood Casino this Friday, August 29th. There'll be audience Q&A and photo opportunities with the fellas as well. Coming up on the other side, we are 8 days away. Cannot believe it. 8 days. Eight. The Ocho. 8 days away from the Chiefs' first game of the season in Brazil against the Chargers. And Mac has his Chiefs question for us on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan. Your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mac's awesome.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.